Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One day we'll have that opportunity back again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. We're going to discuss lots and lots to discuss. I just knocked out one thing off recording, so we'll just keep on going. I'm going to say this statement again. The middle class, you are not the middle. I think Phil said something even better yesterday. Good is the enemy of great. Is that right, Phil? I believe that's the way you said it. Good is the enemy of great.
Yeah, that's out of the book. That's out of the book. Good to great.
Good to great. Out of the book. Good to great. Good is the enemy of great. And then for all of you to focus your fight for prosperity. That preposition makes a lot of difference. Okay, for prosperity. That's a big difference. For prosperity. Nothing is happening to you. Everything's happening for you. For prosperity. Don't put your energy against anything. You're just creating more reason to be against that thing. So fight for prosperity. Don't focus on poverty. Fight for prosperity. I'm trying to hit you with that every single time we get together. That being said, season 8 of the Secret to Success podcast, is the first time I ever did this, has dropped all at once like Netflix. All at once. And there are the links in chat right there. All at once, 25 different episodes. One, a disclaimer. I had to do a disclaimer. The second episode, I had to do an introduction. And then the next 23 episodes are each lectures. Now, I'm going to explain this, why I did this, for anyone who has multiple gifts and they don't seem to match. And that should be a few of you that have that problem. You're a carpenter, you can do poetry, and you're a math teacher, something like that. Grace, you're a math teacher and a salesperson. Those two things don't seemingly match. How do you make a brand out of those two? So I'm going to explain to you what I did. In fairness, I won't be able to teach to you why I did it, because I'm still in the frame, so I see the picture. Well, I'm still in the picture, excuse me, so I can't see the frame, so to speak. I know you catch lessons that I can't teach you by explaining to you what I did. 6 years ago, in 2014, I was asked, well, let me back a little bit. I frequently do what we call theological conferences, and we make arguments in the definition of the word argument. We don't argue back and forth like you do in your household. We make arguments and we defend a thesis. We defend a thesis, and the thesis must be clearly stated, and then you must defend that while strongly including viewpoints to that. That's how you defend it. I can defend thesis, the gospel, and that there is one gospel, and it's not the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It can't be, because that's an incomplete gospel. Now, this was an argument in a Christian environment, but if you listen to the series, you would clearly see this is an intellectual debate over a issue that happened to be in that setting. So it's extremely, extremely fair, objective, and lots of secular elements to it as well. I decided to record the whole thing 6 years ago. Now, before Gary V made popular Document and Don't Create, I was already documenting law and not creating. Okay, I was already doing that. I decided to record the whole thing and never had anything to do. I didn't know where to put it. I had no idea where to what to do with it. I knew it was, it didn't fit. I guess it does fit the church world, but it's way up there. It is way, way up there. It didn't fit that, and it didn't fit sales, marketing, and business training, right? It didn't fit that at all. It didn't fit motivational speaking. It is not my other side. It's technically, or through degrees and certifications, I'm a scholar. And before I entered into this world, I was extremely heavy in the scholastic world. Therefore, I do quite a few scholarly things. My third book, or second book, I can't remember anymore, is called God at War. And it is literally a commentary over 1 Kings chapter 17. It's a commentary. There are Hebrew words in there that I don't even try to explain to Grace at all. I don't even translate it. It's just boom. I am not even talking to law whatsoever. It is literally a scholar writing to other scholars, and I released it to the general public. So it's dense, that is for sure. Now, the reason I explain this, because yesterday I told you in a meeting that I would release that all at once, and I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning uploading all of them at once. So they're all up there. I put a disclaimer, and I'll let you go and listen to the disclaimer yourself, that, you know, if you don't want to listen to this, just skip to season 9. As a fulfillment of that promise, I uploaded episode 1 of season 9 today as well. So all the episodes of season 8 are up, and then you can skip that and go to season 9 if you would like to. What I did not want, and that's just a heart issue, I didn't want to say you can skip to it and didn't upload the option to skip to it today and put it tomorrow, because then I'm forcing you to listen to it today. That wasn't my agenda. Now, I don't know what you should be learning from this. I just know that you can learn from this. If you are someone that does a lot of things, some of my skill sets don't coincide with one another. For instance, I know that it takes me 62 steps to walk 100 meters. I am extremely proficient at land navigation. I am extremely proficient at Krav Maga and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I can teach you that. I don't know how to tie that into my personal brand. Does that make sense to anyone? So here you have extreme close quarters combat, which I am extremely proficient in. I shoot 40 out of 40 left-handed from 300 meters out, extremely accurate 500 meters out. I don't know how to tie that into my personal brand. I can tell you that if when you shoot a target and the bullet, the round goes, depends. If it's up, then that means it's a breathing problem. If it's above the target, it means that a breath while shooting, you can't do that. If it's below the target, I can tell you, you have another breathing problem. It means that you breathe out when you shot. You can't do that either. Anything up or down is a breathing problem. Anything left or right is a trigger squeeze problem. Okay, a trigger squeeze problem. If you have too much finger on the trigger, then it's going to go one way. If you have not enough finger on the trigger, it's going to go the other way. How do you fit that in, Grace? No one knows. So I can teach you how to be accurate from 500 meters out. I can teach you close quarters, or I can basically shoot you and give you a funeral. And these two things don't go together. Do you understand? But record it all. At some point, and I'm going to borrow from that great genius philosopher, Steve Jobs. Laws just said, you just did. At some point, I mean, I'm going to borrow from Steve Jobs here. Steve Jobs in his commencement keynote, I believe to Stanford. It's one of the last ones he did. He said, you cannot connect the dots moving forward. You can only connect them moving backwards. And he was explaining how he decided to kind of leave his main class and go to this calligraphy class. And he just couldn't figure out why he was there. He was just having the time of his life being there. Well, that ended up being the basis of how Apple did a lot of computing and a lot of textual things that the consumer got to see. And then he made a joke and said, Microsoft just basically stole it all. And now the whole world is using what he learned in that class. And he didn't know that in the class, but looking backwards, you can always connect the dots, but you cannot connect the dots moving forward. So my advice to all of you, the one teachable thing that I can tell all of you is record everything. What you're going to listen to in season 8, should you decide to listen to it, is 6 years ago. I recorded that. 6 years ago. Now, luckily for me, the 6 years doesn't date that information because the source material that I was using does not change often. So that stuff is still relevant today. All of you should be realizing that no matter what it is, audio or video, even if it sounds like garbage, you still need to record it, because all you have to do is say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. My name is Susan Sorrentino, and this is my husband's audio now. In fairness, we were driving while we were doing this, so you're going to hear the ground moving past us at 70 miles per hour, and it's raining. However, the content here is extremely valuable, and I think that you should be able to hear this private conversation in the car. Phil was dropping some extremely great jewels that are timeless, and I think you should be able to hear them. So here it is. Just, you know, forgive us for the quality of audio, but the content is fantastic. And then release that, and no one will complain about the quality now because you told them quality. It's because you're driving and there's raining and tap, tap, tap on the windows and stuff in the windshield, right?
And to quote Gary Vee, if they do complain, they're assholes.
There it is. Just the way I like to hear it. Exactly. And so you just want to do that. Season 8 is one of those things that if I did not do it 6 years ago and stay faithful to it and write all 23 lectures and do all those years of schooling and become and then take the scholar route and not the vocational route. Vocational means grace, MDiv. Instead of going the pastor route, I took the scholastic route. I took the nerd route, stuck in libraries and not, stuck. I don't want to say stuck in sanctuaries because that's actually a fantastic place to be stuck at, but you get the point. Stuck in library. I took the boring route, but you can't connect any of those dots moving forward. You can only connect them moving backwards. Hopefully this is a gentle nudge for you to know that no matter what you have done, make sure you record it. Even if you take your phone, flip it upside down, put it in your jacket pocket if you're a man, or just walk like this. Or just tell the audience, hey, everybody, my name is Deanna Mitchell. I have my headphones in my ears while I'm doing this. Please don't think I am secretly on the phone with someone. I'm just trying to get the best audio quality. So I am recording this conversation. My lecture today with this audio quality, so just overlook the white headphones dangling over my blue blouse. And let's go after it. And no one's going to complain. As long as you're not recording Alcoholics Anonymous and people, you know, some things you just can't record, right? You probably can't record your psychiatry you. That's probably not something you want to do. There are some limitations here, but use your common sense for the limitations. You probably don't want to walk into your prime minister's office and record conversations with them. You're probably going to get arrested for treason. So, you know, let's use some common sense here. Okay, common sense. Now, season 8 is available. It's not a promotion of me. Imagine, let's just process this for a second. If you have a podcast, then I did one or two things. I completely made someone unsubscribe. Oh my God, I can't keep up with this, man. Subscribe. And that's okay. That wasn't my audience. But most of them are going to be like, whoa, this is amazing. And I can binge watch or binge listen in this case. I can binge listen to this here because they're one cohesive story. And there's home stuck on quarantine. And they have nothing to do. And now they can brush their teeth and listen to me cook their bacon or none bacon or turkey bacon and listen to me or whatever that may be. Another thing I've done is more episodes, more downloads. Let's just process this information. Even though that was not my intent, the side effect of my intent.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Is more episodes, more downloads. I uploaded 26 episodes in one day. What do you think is going to happen to the downloads? I'm already getting a amount of downloads. I'm top ranked. What do you think is going to happen?
You're
going to
stay top ranked or go, well, yeah, you're going to stay top ranked.
And go tippity-tippity top rank for a day or two. Yeah. At the very least, what I'll do is the algorithm, however Apple works, the algorithm, I don't know. I wish I did know because I would manipulate it every again, but they don't know because they don't want me playing it every chance that I get. At the very least, I will, this effort, what I did 6 years ago, will allow me to be introduced to new audiences that I was not able to be introduced because of the amounts of downloads that these will garner. So whatever you learn from that, I hope you learned something. It is available. I'll post that link one more time. If you could, YouTube, Grace and Deanna, share it with your groups so they can have access. Please listen to the disclaimer first of season 8, episode 1. You don't have to listen to it. You can just go to season 9. Season 9 will be interview heavy. You will hear Deanna in lots of millionaires and celebrities. So that's what season 9 is. Now, last thing I'll say, Secret Success is pretty much the only podcast I have that has seasons. Here's what the seasons mean to me, because there are no rules. Only thing seasons mean to me on my podcast is means I've changed my mood or my thought process. That's all it means. When you listen to me or my podcast, a season means it's going to have this feel until I feel differently. I don't have no, like the last season 8 had 82 episodes or something. 82. My podcast is now over 130 episodes now or something like that. So it's a lot of episodes. I haven't even did a 100 or 200 year episode celebration because I keep forgetting to do it. Maybe I'll do it for the 300. We'll have a big shindig or something, and I'll invite a bunch of celebrity people or something. Who knows? Anyway, so that's that. Second thing on the agenda. Well, let me recap that. Well, not recap that. Let me just issue you a challenge. I just said a lot. And hopefully you learned a lot. The only one teachable thing that I can teach you is record everything no matter what. That's the one teachable thing. There's plenty of teachers in there, but I just did it today. I can't teach you anything until I see the results from it a year from now. And then I'll have plenty of teachable moments from it. But right now, as Les Brown would say, I'm in the picture, so I can't see the frame. As Steve Jobs would say, I can't connect these dots moving forward, only backwards. And as Antonio would say, I ain't got nothing to say. Okay, that's pretty much that simple. Second thing on the agenda. All of you are going to have to make, and I'm talking to my team right now, but this is everybody. You know, you can how you want to. All of you, tough decisions moving forward. Feelings will get hurt, or you will. That's pretty much your options. Now, I'm talking to Reggie. Who are you on the team? This is what I mean by that. And I'm just going to hit this for a minute and move on because it's not, this is emotionally charged. It's not emotionally neutral. So I'm walking on landmines here. With America, so I guess I'm talking to my American team. With America, what's essentially going to happen, let's just say science is real and people are really catching the coronavirus. Let's just say that. Okay, is that okay? Can we just assume what, you know, it's really, if you're in bubble, then the coronavirus is, and depending on what bubble you're in, the coronavirus is not even real, it's a hoax. Just assume it's real and people are actually dying. Let's just assume that. I know it's presumptuous, but let's just assume it. That being said, And there's a 14-day incubator period in which you can walk around with no symptoms, okay? Now, that means starting May 1st, when we reopen most of the states or whatever, every time, since everyone won't, it would be great if all 323 million Americans would go out at the same time. If that would, like, if we can all just go outside at the same time and get exposed and catch it at the same time, then we would just have 14 days to deal with. Right, it'd be a massive spike, and then it'd be over. That would be great, but that's not going to happen. And it wouldn't be great, but it's still not going to happen. What's going to happen is people are going to test. So every one day, and for every hour, if someone else goes outside, we reset the 14 days. We add on 14 days. Every day, that's going to happen. Every day, you're going to add on 14 days. Every day that your church commutes, you're going to add on 14 days. So by May 30th, and there's 31 days in May. Yes, so 31 days in May. So May 31st, you're going to have 31 times 14 is what you're going to deal with this as. Just mathematically, assuming this is real. Which means that you're going to have to make some tough decisions. I'm talking to my team. Either you're going to get hurt, or you're going to have to hurt some feelings. As of me, my family can't even come to my house because my family is not being respectable. Okay? My family are the type of, they are of the age in which they can do what they want to do. And this is 60 plus. And they don't care. And that's okay. They just have to not care out there. That being said, I can't control anything that you do in your personal lives. I cannot. But I can control the office. That I can do. That I can do. Okay? What you do is completely up to you. But Reggie has kids, right? Deanna has kids. I have kids. So I have to have, there's a response. It's my fault, 100% my fault, because when I decided to be a leader, I also decided that I can't be a good one without making hard decisions. That's kind of how that works. Leaders who make good decisions are not good leaders. It's just what it is. If all your decisions make everyone happy, you're a terrible leader. That's the paradox of leadership. Leadership is about making the decisions that everyone is not going to enjoy. Luckily for me, I'm preaching to the choir because all of you are doing all the right things. But I still must say this on record. That's just one of those things. So thank you for continuously doing the right thing. I do appreciate it. Reggie, keep your beard and mustache looking better than mine. I appreciate that too. Other than that, just make sure that you know that either or is your situation here. Either I didn't create your either or, right? The system or the social construct did. Either you're going to get hurt or not. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you.
That's cool.
I think that you can consciously process what's going on so you can enjoy it.
That sounds good. I don't hear the disagreement, though.
Oh, I thought you said that whatever you put out, they may ask you, if everybody doesn't, if they don't enjoy what they're doing, then.
No, I was talking about the leadership. Like, part of leadership is making decisions that everybody won't enjoy.
Well, I think that as a leader, you can frame it in a way to help them understand that they should process it to enjoy it.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. So I clean up my words there. Yeah, that's completely fair. So hopefully I'm framing this in a way in which all of you can enjoy it, because you're not doing nothing wrong. I just still need to say it before things go from sugar to that other thing that you know how that saying goes, right? Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Phil. Next thing on the agenda. The recession courses are ready. They're uploaded. They're done. They're uploaded. I may add more. I probably won't. There's a 99% chance that I will not add more. I still reserve the 1% chance to change my mind. Does anyone have the link? Deanna, do you have the link? Grace, if you do, you can post it in chat. I'd appreciate it because I don't feel like looking for it while talking. These courses are pretty awesome. They are, you'll like them. Most of them you have not seen. The only way you would have seen it is if you were part of the live audience. That's the only way you would have seen it. In most cases, 90% of the network would not have seen these courses. They're there. They're free. All you have to do is just click the button and join. They cover it. Deanna just put it in the link. Grace just put it in the link. Put it in your groups also. They're there. Completely yours. Law, since you like to consume information and dominate, it's a lot of it there, buddy. It's a lot of it. Going back a couple of meetings, Simone, lots of manageable pieces there. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, stuff like that, to where you can enjoy according to your learning style. The whole thing is like that. So you will, and of course there are some longer stuff because the subject was longer, but there you go. That's all fantastic there. I'm going to tell you my plan with this. My plan is to help as many people as I can. I've arbitrarily picked a number that I can believe in. I picked 750,000 people. I want to give this link to 750,000 people. Antonio, where'd you get that number from? I picked it out of thin air. But how did you pick it out of thin air? I picked what I was comfortable with. I went to 100,000 and I was like, that's too small. And I went all the way out to 750,000. I said, I feel good about that. Law, as soon as I said 750,001, I felt discomfort. My belief level stopped at 750,000. That's a word of advice for a lot of you, okay? For a lot of you, notice that I went out to my ultimate point of comfort in my belief. The moment it nudged against that, I pushed back a little to stay right in the framework of feeling good about it. Does that mean that I compromised my goal? No. What it means is I'm wise enough to know, go with the stream in this case. And that's something borrowed from Abraham Hicks. Go with the stream. So my stream says 750,000. I can do that with comfort. I'm excited to do that. 750,001 people makes me feel something, and I'll quit. Well, I'm not a quitter, so I wouldn't quit. What would I do? I think I would take a sales approach to it and then mess up the heart of what I'm trying to do. That sounds more like me. That sounds more like mess up the sales. I'd probably throw in all these geeky sales transactions and stuff. I don't know what I would do, but whatever it is, it would be something violating that comfort with our ears. So hopefully you can learn from that. That is out. If you need the link, want the link, you can get it. Or just go into your dashboard and look for How to Dominate the Recession. It's free for you. You can automatically get that. I am going to share it. Me and my business systems and team want to try to help 750,000 people. If you would like to share it, I don't care who you send it to. If they need help, give it to them. That's what it's there for. I could have charged. It's a lot, but I'm not. I'm not. There's no gimmicks about it. Just boom, sign up, and there you go. That's just my way of being weird. Sandals, to you now. Unmute your mic. Deanna, you next.
Yes, sir.
First off, let me tell you and Deanna, you're doing a great job enrolling people. I'm looking at the evidence. You too, Satish. I'm looking at the evidence. I can always tell when Satish enrolls someone because their name isn't Jeff or Carl, and their phone number isn't 281. You know, he's literally enrolling people from India with Indian names and Indian phone numbers, and I can see a bunch of them coming from Bangalore. I can see a bunch of +91 numbers. I see that. I can see that happening. I've gotten acclimated with territory, so I can start recognizing the region. The +91, it's not area code. What is it? It's region. Is it called region code? What do you call it?
No, +91 is country code.
Country code. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Country code.
Yeah.
There you go. Country code. I knew it was the area code. It's country code. Okay, good. So I've gotten pretty used to that, knowing that country, where the country codes are and what side. Satish helped me out with understanding the map of India. So thank you. Good job to all three. 250 people to give away, and then 250 people to upgrade into paid accounts. So all this is complimentary. No, I'm complimenting you on all three of your efforts. Fantastic job. Reggie, complimenting you because I've heard that you've been alley-ooping and doing happy calls as well, jumping in and doing all these great stuff, plus doing all your media, plus doing church, plus writing your book. So good job for all of that. Grace, how do you feel about 150 people a month?
Could you ask that again?
How do you feel about reaching 250 people? I know you're going to do it, and I ain't changing the goal. I'm just asking how you feel. Okay, hold on. Let me pause on you. Ready? Unmute your mic. Let me help your big brother help you be transparent. Unmute your mic, Reggie. How you feel about her reaching 250 people a month, or just feel about anything that I say to you?
Wow. I feel like I look.
Well, you feel handsome, sir. You feel handsome.
You know, you're supposed to say, I feel like I look. That's how you're supposed to look. That's can't it. Go wrong.
Look in the mirror. Yeah, you can't go wrong. Look in the mirror and know you sexy. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. All right, so help her be transparent. I know you be coaching her. You be coaching her. But Grace, I'm coming back to you. It is perfectly okay if you say, F this S. You understand? Perfectly okay. Perfectly okay. It don't mean I'm changing the goal.
Yeah.
It just means that I'm going to give you some tools. You understand?
I got it now. Now I understand right. now. You know, you got, you know, you just got, you got to break it down to me, sir. You got to break it down to me, sir. Okay.
How do you feel about the journey you on?
I'm a little F this S, you know, whatever, you know, because I was enjoying the math videos. I know I can still do the math videos, but now my focus is on the 250, you know. You know, but
got you.
You know, I know we got to get it done, and I'm one of the people to go and get it done.
One of them, that's for sure. You just need structure. You don't structure yourself well. Do you mind if I structure you?
I have got to sit myself down and write out a schedule for all my tasks.
I can do it for you right now. All right, okay. Here we go. This is going to fail if you don't do it one at a time.
Okay.
Operate with that premises.
Okay. Now, please know that I'm not turning my back on you, but you understand what I'm about to do.
Okay. You put it right on the board.
You already know.
All right. Grace, that's a cultural thing, y'all. In the Black culture, you cannot turn your back on somebody. That is death.
Say it again. Say it again. I didn't hear you.
I'm explaining to them the culture of Black folk, how you can't turn your back on somebody. Go ahead real quick.
Well, as a professional speaker, you shouldn't turn your back on the audience either.
There you go. That makes sense. Law say you want to slap. That is real big in the Black community. So I understand. Thank you. But it's okay. I got you. All right. You just need to receive that you must do this one at a time. That's if you don't, if you try to multitask, this structure won't work.
Okay.
Multitasking is really inappropriate, but I don't want to travel down that field because I just offended half my audience by saying that.
Multitasking and me do not get along. So go ahead.
All right. Look at Law wearing a mask. Good job, Law. Good job. That's what I'm talking about. Good job. Now, but you don't have to sacrifice. I literally said this yesterday. You don't have to kill Moses to let Joshua do a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, your math videos are Moses in this case, because you got used to your math videos and not making as many calls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, both of these things can live equally and dominate together. What you need to do is one at a time. You can either pick the first half of the day to do math videos, second half of the day to do calls.
Mm-hmm.
You can write that down. You can split your day in half, your focus in half. Split your focus, split in half. That's one option. None of these options are ordered least to greatest because they're all equally great.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you can do is you can do one every other hour. That would not be what I would prefer.
No.
I'm talking about for myself.
Uh-huh.
So you, all right. Well, let me.
No, for myself. No, for myself either. No.
All right. So let me.
Like
let
make
me
a call, make
audience.
Calls an hour, and then video. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Let me explain to the audience why neither me or you prefer. It's because you can't get into a groove that way. Once you get settled in.
Yeah.
Now it's time to stop. It's always start and stop. I don't like that at all. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if you're going to, because you're an extrovert, but you can record your math videos and revise.
I'm sorry, you say record the math videos?
Yeah, you can actually use technology to help you be in two places at one time.
Uh-huh. I know what you're saying. Okay.
OBSproject.com, which means you can record your math videos. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That means that you record 10 of them, if you want to do. You can record, you can take a whole day, phone calls in one day and record this video, and then while making calls, you run a nose, you're live while making calls. You can do that too. That's totally up to you.
Okay.
You understand? So basically, I'm going to write down use OBS project. If you're not familiar with OBS project, I've shared it already, but I'll do it again. I frequently use OBS project all the time, but frequently. Why do I use it? It's not because I want to be in two places. Well, sometimes I use it to be in two places one time. I use it to post-produce. I prefer to put up high-quality videos with graphics on them and stuff and help aids while I'm teaching. Here it is right here. I'll copy and paste it and post it in chat for you. You download it for your version of your computer, and then it allows you to run a video live on Facebook, or in your case, you're talking about Facebook, live on Facebook, and then you can make calls while that's running. You can even put all the videos together in one 10-hour series. You can do whatever you want. There are no rules. Technology is here to make your life easier. Number two points out the fact that you don't have technology enough, Grace. You're still that, you know, that 2-year difference between me and you?
Uh-huh.
It's a huge difference. Well, it's ain't 2 years, it's like 18 months. Are you 18 months older than me?
Mm-hmm.
That literally made you not a millennial, how you don't use technology whatsoever. You can't computer program. You're still old school.
Mm-hmm.
You still say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You eat breakfast with your grandmother, right? You
mm-hmm.
have Sunday dinner, all
mm-hmm.
that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It also stops you from technology. Okay. My whole world is technology. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, good. So you can, number two just points out your lack of technology is messing up your life right now. You don't have to use it. It's just one of those options. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, your third option, instead of splitting your day in half, you can do what you want. You can have just set no rules and go by your feelings. This is where I live at. It's what I taught Neon, and I believe she's living there mostly now. Here's what I mean by that, Grace. If you sign up 250 people, am I going to question how you did it?
Nope.
Let's say you sign up 250 people in 2 days and then took the next 28 days off to do what you wanted to do. Am I going to know that?
Nope.
And if I did know it, can I say something?
Nope.
Yeah. This is what I would do. If I had a goal of 250, I would burn my ships. But remember, my personality is burn your ships like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have security nets. I don't create them. I don't want them. I would start off at day one of the month, and I would say, I'm not doing none of my math videos until I get him off my back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And what I would do is I would go get, what do you say, dude? Go get this. I'm going to do this crap in 72 hours. And I ain't trying to hit nothing he say for the next 27 days. That's what I would do. That's how I act. I act this every day. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying all these three options are equal.
Okay.
But maybe you could say the first 15 days. What's wrong with the first 15 days you do sales and the second 15 days you do all videos? You know how effective you would be if you did something like that?
Yeah.
How many videos would you pump out if you only did that for 15 days?
All right.
All right, so I'm just shifting your mindset. Those are three options. Are there more options? A plethora. There's more options. I just came T-City copy. You got it. I just came up with those. I do this. How do y'all think? Let's think real quick. I wrote 10 books CEOing this company. Graduated with a master's. Learned a language and a half. And never missed a day out of my kid's life. How the heck you think I get that done? You think I'm just that organized? No. I just kill something until it's over. And once it's over, done. Let me show the audience. Both Grace and Deanna, y'all unmute your mics. When I'm in the office in front of y'all and it's writing book time, tell them how I've been.
You put your headphones in.
And you tell us, hey, I'm about to write my book.
Yeah. And
if
you
if it ain't emergency, let me make it. let me get this done.
and you literally, you don't physically disappear, but like you mentally disappear into your book.
And who do I say is in charge?
We are.
Yes, but I say someone specifically. I say it all the time.
Deanna?
Yep. I say, Deanna, you're in charge. If we go out of town, I say, who in charge of that? Grace, you in charge.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And do I ignore y'all?
I
ignore the hell out of you.
You do, but at the same time, because you know who we are, if we interrupt you, you know it's something crucial, but.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm not rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I say I can't say you ignore us because you.
No, nice. You're just trying to make. I appreciate you, though. Thank you. That's your job. Number two, that's your job to clean up. That is your job. Thank you. Thank you very much. But yes, Grace, you're right. I ignore the hell out of you. That's for sure. Grace, if I put it out, I'm also attracting that back. You can do me the same way. The lesson to be learned here. If you focused on something like math videos, you get to ignore me too. I can't put it out and don't get it back. I do it for the greater good of the assignment. But what do I do before that? I made sure all sales that I was in charge of are complete, don't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lesson here. That is a valuable lesson I just taught there. It's so valuable, I don't even need to ask Deanna the question next. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I make sure I do a month's worth of work before I put my headphones in and shut out the world.
Yeah.
Why are you not doing the same thing? I'm not telling you to do this. You understand? I'm not telling you to do this. You don't have to do a way that I suggested. You need to do a way that feels good to you. I just live in a reality and where my feelings guide me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want, what's stopping you from knocking out 250 in one day? Let's just be real. Because I'm not stopping you. They not stopping you. The money ain't disappeared. The only thing stopping you is you ain't thought about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It ain't like you ain't able. You just ain't thought about it.
Yeah.
But now that it's been presented to you, you can't unstretch your mind backwards now.
Right.
Now, am I telling you to do that? No. But if you hit company goals that you're responsible for in the first 2 days, and then I can say, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, there's no reason for me to say, well, get that, here's double the work. What reason can you do? First off, I'm not that kind of leader, right? That's not my leadership style. If you come to me with an idea and it's good, I'm going to say, congratulations on your promotion. You got that idea. I'm going to do that every time,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to do that. But what I'm not going to do is give you busy work. I think that's stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you learn something here? Did you see that?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I did.
let me just end with this, and then I'll let you comment freely. If you want 7 days to work on your dreams, get hours done in 3 days.
Yep.
That's what I do every day. It's real talk. Whenever I'm CEOing this company, the first thing I must do is fulfill everybody else's dreams but mine. There's no other way to properly lead. This, not properly. Every day I wake up, I have to say, okay, I have to generate this. I have to make sure he's to me. He's introduced me to it. He has this. I got to make sure I so I don't let his kids down. I've got to make sure Phil and Susan are okay. I've got to make sure Shannon can come home. I've got to make sure Tempest. I have to make sure Grace. I have to make sure Reggie. Okay, Reggie may need to get his insulin. I got to make sure Grace has the ability to take him over there. I got to make sure Grace is okay. I've got to take care of this. I got to take care of Team 2030. And it goes on and on and on. And then I think, okay, now I got to think about the customer. Here's this email. This text message, do all this stuff. None of it ever applies to my dreams. But what I do is I dominate all of that so I can focus on the brand that I want for myself. If I never did that, I'd write books. It would be impossible for me to do write a book. It's real talk. Distractions are the enemy of writers. Writers don't have a writing problem. Writers have a distraction problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I can't do this out dominating our goals first. And then I can work on my own goals. And I have to take my own goals. You feel me?
Yep.
All right. Would you like to free comment back, or did you, it's up to you. You're good. Whatever you want, you want to respond back. Say, it's up to you. I don't care.
You know, I had to write my things down as I'm looking at everything you said. But yeah, number three is really good. Number three is really good. You know, I like number one too because I like structure. with the split the day and half.
All three of those are structure. If number one feels good, do that one.
Okay. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. I needed that.
Yeah, number one feels good. Do that. How you get stuff done is up to you. The harvest is what I'm looking for. Married to the mission, faith to method. Fair?
Fair.
All right, outstanding. Now, there was a lot of lessons in there that I don't have time to repeat, due to the next call happening here in a few minutes. Lots of lessons. Hopefully you caught them. I'll just leave that. Hopefully you caught them. Couple more things. All that applies to you. I had told you I was going to be around some other people, but she gave me a platform to teach. And so that applies to you, Reggie, and everybody else listening. So I don't even have to put you in now. I want to make sure I'm looking for two volunteers. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm looking for two people. You're going to apply for this, though. Okay? You're going to apply to this. You're going to send your information to Deanna's email. Deanna, how do you want people to communicate with you? You want them text, email, messenger? No, I can't hear you.
Email.
Email. Put your email in the chat for us. Chris, I'm going to say leadership and communication lesson. Thank you, brother. And if, as a CEO, if I put my headphones and know my team, they have the right to me too. My motives are correct, that I've already done a month to work. Right? But if my motives are incorrect, my team has a right to have incorrect motives too. The team will only behave like its leader, period, point blank. What I do would be duplicated downwardly. Always. That's leadership. It just is what it is. Email, I mean, I'll put an email out there for you just listening to Audible. It's Dauna, D-A-U-N-N-A at theatsjr.com. The, as in the, as in the definite article, atsjr.com. Looking for two people who want me and Dauna to take you on a 90-day journey from building your business from left to right for 90 days. Left to right. It will cost you nothing. We're not picking everybody. Okay? But apply. It will cost you absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We already have one person, and I'm looking for two more to make a total of three. 90 days from left to right, build your business. I can just tell you the first day, you will get your first customer. The first day is all about getting your first customer. Why is the first day I get X feel? Why is getting your customer the first thing that you should be focused on when you start your business? Because Phil say, well, let's let Phil say. What would you say, Phil? Why is it so important to get your first?
Whenever I would train a salesperson, that would be my first goal, because then it's real. Then it's not theory anymore. You've actually manifested it from the spiritual plane onto the physical plane. So then there's no doubt.
Boom. Just like that. So I'm just telling you, you're going to get your customer. The day one is all about getting your first customer, because you cannot be in business without a customer. You just have a thing you're calling a business that's taking your personal income away. What that is.
That's
Antonio.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. Phil,
that's what business is, the art of acquiring, and what people forget about, and keeping customers and growing customers.
Yeah, definitely the keeping part.
That's all a business is, and do it in a profitable way.
Definitely the keeping part.
Getting, keeping, growing, and do it in a profitable way.
Boom. Hey, Chris?
To answer what I just said about that saying, I said that's paid and unpaid, because so many people think it's only paid. I mean, I know that. I just wanted to, like, make sure, like, I was on the same track.
Yeah, paid and unpaid customers. We have lots of unpaid customers that we can then get into paid customers. Why do I do that? Got you, Reggie. Why do I do that? It is because it's simplicity. My sales process works better with free customers. That's the real answer. The tweetable answer that makes you go to Twitter and tweet it is because I'd rather deal with a warm market. But the truth is, my sales process is designed on going into the cold, giving them something free, and then ethically convincing them to team up with us for success with the exchange of monetary value. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, Antonio, the marketplace expects that these days. It didn't used to.
Oh, yeah.
My generation was, there ain't no free lunch. Or if you'd heard the word guarantee, you get very suspicious, because a guarantee is only as good as its guarantor. When I was in the securities business, I couldn't even use the word guarantee. But so it's flipped. For a while, anything free, you'd get suspicious. Now, everybody expects something for free. They expect a free trial. Amazon gives you a free trial. Hulu gives you a free trial. I mean, now it's the standard way to market your product is try it first and then buy it.
That's facts. Doctors diagnose you for free online and sell you the prescription. How crazy is that for a changed world?
I want to ask something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of on time and both, don't it also mean just pay attention to the market? Because that's how I feel to say it. Like, it used to didn't be like that. So whatever the market decides, you direct or adapt to what the market wants.
Right. So let's break this down into two pieces. Let's explain why that is true. Because the internet did that. The internet did that, period, point blank. The internet gave the consumers a voice. And when the consumers have a voice, the consumers win. This is what it is. So what is a market? A market is a bunch of consumers after a certain product. So to your point, Chris, you're absolutely right. But I wanted to explain those two things. The internet did that, but what Chris is telling the market is not out there or not people. It's the people after humor you. Those people who sit in seminars or sit in this, that's market. There's a market for toilet paper. There's a market for There's a market for stocks. There's a market for drugs, legal and illegal, right? There's a market for everything. It's when a group of people are after one product, that's a market. And Chris wisely said, those people are always right. And there it is. That's simple. Good stuff. So let me, who is that? Oh, go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, I had a chance to listen to Gary Vee yesterday, and he said the exact same thing. One guy called in, and he's taking calls and just free-balling it. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
One guy was talking about how, you know, he's got these followers, and he's worried about search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. And Gary Vee says, if you're worrying about that, you're worrying about the wrong thing. You got to focus on your tribe. He said, I literally started with 150 drunks before there were cell phones. He said, if you remember his history, he took his discount wine store that his parents had in New Jersey, and just through posting every day something about eat wine with fish or that and that, he just educated the market. He said he started his whole career with 150 drunks, and now look what he's got going that into. Because he found a tribe, and he kept understanding what that tribe wanted and then kept giving them what they want.
That damn Gary Vee. I love that answer. God, I love Gary Vee so much. He's so silly. Yeah, 150 drugs. That's fact. Know your audience. Start with that tribe. Run that. So you're absolutely right, Chris. Absolutely right. Last thing, we'll say the rest for the next meeting. So I'm going to ask a good question because that's all I'm going to get to. You need to email Deanna. I want to be a part of it. Let me give you two words. Pick me. Email Deanna, pick me. There it is, right there. Pick me. What are you being picked for? We're going to, for the next 90 days, this is one segment of our One Business Away. The One Business Away challenge that we're going to start is, I believe that everyone is one business away from leaving the middle class, is what I believe. This is what I believe, period, point blank, one business away from the middle class. And want to take people on a 90-day journey, and this is one segment of that. Not the whole segment, but it's one segment of left to right, 90 days, and that's what so that's applying for free business mentoring and coaching is what that is. Email Deanna, pick me at deanna@vatsjr.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our meeting. I'm so grateful for you being here. Well, let me say one more thing. That is beginning intermediate expert or no beginning intermediate advanced or expert. That thing is split into four sections, so anybody can join. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. I sure appreciate you. This has been our daily meeting. Hopefully you got lots of great value because like Gary Vee, I operate well free from my toes. And tell me, Junior, you can prep better. You can dominate. Love you. All right, everybody. We'll see you in the next class. Thank you. You're welcome, Steve.